USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court determined the Biden administration broke the law when they discontinued the Remain in Mexico policy. Officially known as Migrant Protection Protocol, it will start back up Monday as a deal has been reached again with Mexico.
We also believe in following the law, and that's exactly what we're doing, as there was a ruling that required us moving forward with implementation.
Candidate Joe Biden in 2020.
Seeking asylum has to do it in another country. That's never happened before in America. They're sitting in squalor on the other side of the river.
Border guru Vice President Kamala Harris again last week offered no leadership on the border crisis. Senator Bob Dole, who overcame devastating World War II combat wounds to become a longtime Republican senator from Kansas, and his party's unsuccessful 1996 presidential nominee, died in his sleep Sunday at the age of 98. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing, if you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th, so call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Parents of the Michigan high school shooter have been arrested and charged with involuntary manslaughter for allegedly buying their son the handgun used in the crime. The couple were hiding out in a commercial building. The owner of that building is cooperating with authorities.
Police in the Detroit area had said they did think somebody had helped the parents of the accused Michigan shooter get into the building where they were found hiding on Saturday. That's when they were apprehended by police, but officials now say a Detroit area artist, 65-year-old Andre Sikora, originally of Poland, isn't charged with the crime, but voluntarily contacted police after finding out about the Crumbly's arrests. Sikora is reportedly maintaining his innocence despite being connected with that building, and they say he's now fully cooperating with investigators. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Chinese rover on the dark side of the moon has been exploring since early 2019. It discovered a strange-looking cube-shaped object it spotted in the distance. We should know more in the coming days. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Former HUD Secretary and brain surgeon Ben Carson was on Newsmax over the weekend. He says although COVID-19 variants will be around for years, Americans cannot punish countries for being transparent.
Well, you know, that is a sad situation because that's going to encourage other nations to hide things rather than to be forthright. And, you know, if you're going to be requiring people to have a negative test before they come into the country, that should apply to South Africa, too. They shouldn't have to have extra measures. And, you know, when it comes to the seriousness of what we're doing, I think American people are more observant than many in the government think they are. They're watching what's going on. They're seeing all the inconsistencies. They're seeing the lack of concern about people coming across our southern border, and yet this magnified concern about people who are flying in here. None of that makes sense. And when it comes to natural immunity, you know, a few weeks ago, CDC admitted that they didn't have data on natural immunity. Why don't they have data on natural immunity? Because they're not collecting it. Why aren't they collecting it? I guess because they don't want to know the result. But, you know, real science, you would look at everything and you would take all the avenues that are available to us and you wouldn't be making mandates to individuals. You would be saying, we have the best medical system in the world. We want you to have this information and we want you to discuss it with your healthcare professional.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.